This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.
Out to signing a deal with the devil. That's the position of Mykhailo Podolyak, a top advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. In an Associated Press interview in Kyiv, Podolyak said a deal would only buy time for Vladimir Putin to strengthen his position. He says he wants political elites to realize that a deal where Russia does not lose or bear responsibility for mass crime is like signing a ticket for the continuation of the war on a wider scale. Asked about U.S. politics, the Ukrainian says he does not expect changes in relation to Ukraine, but wishes certain decisions would be sped up. Podolyak says Kamala Harris reacts hard enough to today's challenges and that Donald Trump is seen as a nonconformist. I'm Jennifer King.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu worked to mend ties with Donald Trump Friday and offered measured optimism about progress toward a ceasefire deal for Gaza. The former President Trump, the Republican nominee to retake the White House, welcomed Netanyahu to his Florida estate for their first face-to-face meeting in nearly 4 years.
We've had a good relationship. I was very good to Israel, better than any president's ever been.
Meanwhile, former President Barack Obama and his wife Michelle endorsed U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris.
This latest endorsement comes as new opinion polls showed Harris narrowing the gap with Republican rival Donald Trump. Less than a week after Democratic President Joe Biden bowed out of the race amid slumping poll numbers. A new Reuters Ipsos poll conducted Monday and Tuesday shows Harris has opened up a marginal 44% to 42% lead over Trump. That compares with a 2-point deficit Biden faced against Trump in last week's poll before his Sunday exit.
That's Reuters' Freddie Joyner reporting. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia peace talks and the U.S. election are among the topics covered by a top advisor to Ukraine's president in an Associated Press interview.
An agreement with Russia to stop the war with Ukraine would amount to signing a deal with the devil. That's the position of Mykhailo Podolyak, a top advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. In an Associated Press interview in Kyiv, Podolyak said a deal would only buy time for Vladimir Putin to strengthen his position. He says he wants political elites to realize that a deal where Russia does not lose or bear responsibility for mass crime is like signing a ticket for the continuation of the war on a wider scale. Asked about U.S. politics, the Ukrainian says he does not expect changes in relation to Ukraine, but wishes certain decisions would be sped up. Podolyak says Kamala Harris reacts hard enough to today's challenges and that Donald Trump is seen as a nonconformist. I'm Jennifer King.
Arsonists attacked France's high-speed rail network, paralyzing train travel to Paris for some 800,000 people across Europe, including athletes heading to the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games. The saboteurs targeted remote locations far from the capital with apparently coordinated attacks that sought to cut off rail routes into the city from all directions. Fires were predominantly set in pipes containing critical signaling cables for the system known as the TGV. Blazes were reported before dawn near the tracks on three separate lines, causing widespread disruptions. Another arson attempt in the south was thwarted by rail agents who scared off several suspects. A U.S. law enforcement official says a powerful Mexican drug cartel leader who has eluded authorities for decades was duped into flying into the United States.
Two notorious drug trafficking suspects in Mexico. A cartel leader, Ismael El Mayo Zambada, and the son of El Chapo, Joaquin Guzman, were arrested after they stepped off a private plane in El Paso, Texas. A source tells the Associated Press Zambada was tricked into flying to Texas, thinking he was going somewhere else. Attorney General Merrick Garland
took into custody in El Paso two more alleged leaders of the Sinaloa cartel, one of the most violent and powerful drug trafficking organizations in the world.
Zambada was already presented in federal court, pleading not guilty to drug trafficking charges. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador has thanked Guatemala for helping nearly 600 Mexicans who have crossed into Guatemala to escape drug cartel violence, but he also minimized the violence that drove them there. In his first comment since the refugees fled earlier this week, the president said that Mexico is a large country. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.